I'm here in Ballymount in South County Dublin, in just outside the UPS offices where Brenda Boyd is working. And before you worked here, Brenda, you worked for Jacobs.
I did for 30 years, from April the 1st, 1974. 30 years later, 74, 84, 94, 2004, I left.
And tell me, when did you go in straight after school?
No, I started in Connolly's Shoe Shop and lived on the South Circular, so I joined the branch in George Street at 16 when I left school after my inter, and I went to start there in September, and I stayed there till I was 20, and then they were interviewing for the job in Bishop Street, which was only up the road from George Street, and my cousin Breed Pounch worked there in Jacobs, so she told me about the job. So I went up for the interview, not particularly wanting to get it, because I was very happy with people and meeting people, and an office job didn't really appeal to me. But it was double the money nearly, and there was no work Saturday, so I got the job.
Oh, was that in Talla now?
No, that was, yeah, it was interviewed in Bishop Street, but it was for Talla. They were moving shortly to Talla, so by the time I started, we had a bus that brought us from Bishop Street straight up to Talla for work.
What did you go in doing?
I was bonus clerk.
Could you explain what that was?
It was a bonus they got when they... it was based on the work they did. They got a bonus. And I just calculated it. I worked in... I worked in so many different places. I can't think of the name of the first place. What the name was? Work Study Department. Sorry, the Work Study Department it was called then. And then I moved on into wages. And I was doing the calculating the wages then. On a Thursday, we used to come in, get the money, count it all up, make sure everything was right, then seal the envelopes and start paying out. But that stopped then, and it was all brought in, done. But in the beginning, it used to be done by us.
Well, now that's interesting, because you were dealing with 2,000 wages, packages. How did you do it? I mean, it was all done very...
There was about four of us in the pay hatch, as it was called, small the place, and we just had our own payroll. I had the chocolate room to do, or the bakehouse, or the mallow, and you just make sure you put in the right money, and then before you didn't seal them, and your money was gone. So it was
this all cash?
Yep, all cash.
And handling that amount of money, was there any danger?
I don't think so. We had security right beside us, security officers right beside where the pay hatch is, you know, and then we have a weighbridge that would make sure nobody came in that we shouldn't be coming in, security there as well. But we didn't think it was as dangerous those days. I don't think we did anyway.
And there was never an attempt to robbery?
I'm not familiar with it that much, so I wouldn't meditate full detail, but it was a robbery, all right.
And were you there at the time?
No, I wasn't in the pay hatch that day. But I can't remember the ins and outs, so there's no point in me delaying you on it. But then I went to that, to stationery stores and office services, which was the reception. So I had a variety of jobs.
And how interesting was the, for example, the stationery stores now? I mean, what did that entail?
That was just anyone who wanted to get pens, spirals, Tippex and all that. They just came to the stationery stores and just asked what they wanted, and I handed it out to them. So it was all the whole offices and factory.
And of course, this is pre-computer days, and so everybody was using pens and
pens and notepads and Tippex and anything you wanted, they got it. And that was only for one day. I was on the switch for another day. I was in the pay hatch another day, paying out all day, and then back to wages office the other days. So I was fortunate that I was able to do a variety of jobs in my time.
And okay, now this is over a span of 30 years, and so was there, I just have in front of me here the Biscuit Barrel. This was a publication that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Had you anything to do with the publishing of this?
No, I'm in it a few times for different reasons. I celebrated my 50th birthday there, and I had Tops to Town very much involved. Tops to Town, Jacobs was big thing in the factory and offices. It brought the factory and offices together, which was great, you know, because everyone was just getting up there doing their stuff. Doesn't matter who you were, what you were, in, out, strip, get on the next scene, and out you went. I was backstage helping out.
And tops of the town in those days, it was very competitive.
Very, very. It started in Limerick, so we weren't the first. It got to Dublin eventually, but Limerick it started in. The Christian Brothers down there started it, but it came to Dublin. We used to be in John Player Theatre on the South Circular Road, which is gone now, but it used to be the place where you did your shows. And then eventually, if you were good enough, you did the final in the Gaiety, which
were
we
you
won.
In it from the beginning?
Tops of the town, yeah. Yeah, not from the beginning, in Dublin, yes, when Jacobs took part. I was involved myself with it because my sister was on the Dublin committee of Tops of the Town. Then I used to help her with the shop, there was a little tea and coffee service there, and then VIPs had a sort of sandwiches and a drink. So I was involved from that end originally, and then it began, Jacobs got involved with it. So I was backstage. I would be too nervous to go front of stage, so I used to help backstage with the dressing them and getting ready for the next costumes and pinning them, that had to be pinned and putting them into it.
I'd say the excitement was great.
It was great, and what it did was it brought the offices and factory together. You know, there was no such thing as, oh look, that's the managing director, or that's the cleaner, or that's the tea lady, or that's the office worker. It was just everyone in there doing their bit to make a good show to win it, and I thought it was great for the company. It was singing, comedians, song and dance.
And was the, so when you talk about variety show, the amount of preparation, the costumes, the stage set,
the band, the sound, the lighting. Some people are much better off than others, because say your father, your mother was a carpenter, so we had carpenters and Jacobs and all that, and electricians and that, so we didn't have to pay them to help us out. Other companies, small groups, wouldn't have that help. We might know somebody, you could have, I think, once it's your family, you could have them in the shows. And you're allowed one guest.
Was it all voluntary?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, the band got paid, but the people on stage, no. No, all Jacobs workers. And it was great seeing the fellas improve, because they start off with two left feet, and people that you wouldn't dream would come to. And to see them after rehearsal, being able to dance, it was great, really was. We won it in 1982, I think it was. We won the tops in the Gaiety. We played and won it.
And who were your competitors? Who were you playing?
I can't remember who it was. 1982 was a long time. I'll find out.
But it really, it was something to look forward to every year, was it?
Yes, it was indeed, yeah. And the further you got, of course, you wanted to go further. But it got very, very competitive then, that, you know, people are spending a lot of money on, you know. It started off with little groups, like it started off with Lever Brothers. I think Erlingus were in it as well, but they were big. But the likes of the Bussaren, they were involved. Cuttingham Road, Ringsend Garages, they are the people that started. And it just started in Parnell Road, and then it moved down to Clare Wells, which is a school, Parnell Road, up in Clogger Road.
Oh, it's very exciting, really.
So, a lot of involvement, but it was very enjoyable. I loved it, and we travelled a bit then. If you got through to the quarterfinals or semi-finals, you were in Cork or we were in different places. And we got a standing ovation, actually, in the Opera House one year.
Yes. And these variety shows, they must have taken on who were the writers and who were the people who directed those?
Well,
shows
you had your
Jacobs.
You had Lord of Mercy and Harry Nolan was the main man. He was the main coordinator, and then you had people that would just do the comedy end of it. You had people that would look after the costumes. You had people. I don't remember. I wasn't involved with the committee as such, but I mean, obviously we're all doing different things at the time. But as I say, it gave a lot of enjoyment.
Did you find the as you know, in those early days, starting off, you were one of the, as you say, one of the first in. Did it take much to get everybody together? You know, to get the interest, to get people involved.
No, I think people got involved very quickly. They liked the idea. They, you know, something different. It was something new. They've seen it on telly before, I think it was on, but Dublin weren't involved with it. So I think but it was a lot of hard work. I mean, it's probably Tuesday, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
To go back again and talk about work, you were moved around from place to place, and did you find the management there? I mean, were they easy to get on with? Were you part of a union in there at the time?
I'm trying to think. Yes, I was part of the union at one stage. I was. Everyone got on well. I say, you know, there was nobody. People were nice to each other. I mean, you had the people that called you Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, or Mrs. So-and-so, but a lot of time first name terms would be used. But some people wouldn't be that familiar now. They would just use your Mr. There's Mr. Brown or Mr. whatever. But generally speaking, it was very, very nice. And as I say, Tops did a lot to help bring factory, you know, because I remember the first day I walked down on the floor to put up the bonuses. I was terrified. I felt they were all looking at me. You know, that everyone was coming, stopped making biscuits and watching me walking down onto the plant, because I wasn't familiar with going onto the plant. But not at all. Sure, once you got to know everyone then, it was great. They were all saying, hi Brenda. Got to the stage, I couldn't go down because there'd been so many people that would talk to me. I would never get back. But it was very, very nice place to work for. Yeah. Gave me a good living.
The bonuses you talk about, what were they about? Why would a person get a bonus?
As I say, on the production. But depending on what they produced, the amount they produced, I can't say. So that was the very beginning. That was the 1974 when I joined first, was the bonus. So then I went on to wages, which obviously was wages. And then I went to work study, which was part of the bonus section. But I honestly remember calculating it, and I remember doing it, but exactly why, where they got it.
And was the bonus an incentive to do more work?
It was, yes. But then they took it out and put into their pay. So the bonus office was gone. So that's when I moved into payroll. And then payroll, well, had to overstaffed at one stage, and I started looking for somewhere else, and the reception came up to do even a half an hour in reception in the evening, because I lived at the stage in Kingswood, so it was very handy for Jacobs.
And reception work now in those days, you had, these were early days, you were talking about the early 70s?
Well, we'll be into the 80s now, 80s, 90s now, before I went onto the switchboard.
Okay, and talk to me about the switchboard. Was it connected to different departments?
No, there's a tannoy system, which I was terrified at the beginning of, but I got used to using it from 4:30 to 5. I was only on in the evening, so a lot of people were left, so it wouldn't be that busy. But during the day, like, it would be busy. There'd be calls out for people to come to the switch or come to the reception, or visitors coming in, and you'd have to sign them in, give them badges, get the people they're coming to visit, answer the phone, do laminate anything they wanted to laminate.
Yeah.
And it was a busy switchboard, you know, but it was an enjoyable time.
And in this very busy place out here, where the factory was, just up the road. So did it imply local people from this area a lot, or did people come from all over the city?
Well, originally a lot of people came from Bishop Street. They travelled up, and it was no problem because people had cars, so they were quite happy. Eventually, I'd say a lot was based from the Talla area, naturally, because, you know, it was such a big place, and a lot of them didn't want to travel. Some people just felt it was too much out of the way because they lived around town and that, and Talla was too far out then. Because at that stage, like when I joined, I thought the buses never stopped to get me to Jacobs, because it seemed to take ages to come out.
And when it was here, and you were living here as well.
I was living on the South Circle,
South Circle Road.
Yes.
But did you see a change in this area? Did you see, say, shops going up because the factory was there?
Well, in those days, the big places were Glen Abbey, which is across the road, which is now gone. Arnie's, which is gone. Gallagher's was down the road, gone. And Jacob's, gone. So that was a lot of people around the area that it's all gone now.
And all those factories, they were all employers of local people here.
Yes.
And okay, did you see the change then when you saw these places closing down? I mean, did it take the life and soul out of the place?
Yes, indeed, it does. It doesn't look good to see buildings, big buildings especially, you know, just not being used. And when you grow up with them and just assume to be there forever. Same with Jacobs, I just assumed it was a job that, thank God I got 30 years out of it. I just assumed to be there for a long, long time. But as I say, it's gone now.